Enough is enough. We, the people of Lancaster, demand change. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Enos. I am running for Lancaster City Council. Change is here. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm back. This is your boy, Robert Enos. Vote for me, Lancaster City Council. Hey, I've said this in my last few podcast episodes. I haven't been here too often because, lately at least, because I've been running a campaign, running for Lancaster City Council, which is, this campaign will be over April 9th. So we're only, about 2 weeks out? So if you live in Lancaster, please vote for me, Robert Enos. I'm your best choice. I was thinking about the campaign itself, my campaign, you know, what I'm doing and everything, and thinking about the way other people are campaigning and what I've been reading and what I've been seeing. And some of that led me, of course, to think about some of the issues in our city that I'm going to even have to tackle once I'm in office. And things I need to focus on, the city as a whole. Anybody that's been catching me on social media, you can go to Robert for Lancaster on Instagram or Facebook, or even robertforlancaster.com and catch me on my website. But you'll see me out and about in our city, different places, talking about the homeless issue, trash being dumped in our desert. Trashing our desert with trash, crime, all of these things. And I was really thinking about all of those things just a few minutes ago because I wanted to come on here. I finally have just a little bit of time. I'm in between meetings. I have a little bit of time. So I said, I'm going to do an episode I haven't been able to do one. I'm going to get on here for the good people that follow me, all my adoring fans, ladies and gentlemen. So, which I hope you are one of my adoring fans, that is. Anyways, so I wanted to talk about this, but I was going through different articles and reading newspaper clippings and articles and online, just skimming through there because there's a lot that I want to talk about. Okay, there's a lot that I want to talk about, but I'm thinking, but I want to bring something relevant to the people, not only in Lancaster, but beyond the scope and beyond the boundaries of Lancaster. So ladies and gentlemen, if you don't live in Lancaster, my home city, please note that this episode is still for you, and men, especially for you, and ladies, it's for you in this sense, so you get a better picture of what a real man looks like, okay? Now, with that, so as I was doing some research, it popped into my head while I was thinking about the overall city and all the issues that we deal with here in our own city, which, you know, many of these issues are the same issues that you might be dealing with in your city, regardless of where you're at in the world, or just you have issues around you that it may be different than ours, but it's still an issue that, well, somebody needs to take responsibility for. And that's what I want to talk about, is responsibility. So as I literally just plugged in my little search engine there online about men, this is how I word it, men taking responsibility, just to see what would come up. And I came across this website. Now, I'm going to give this website a plug, but also with a disclaimer. I came across this website for the first time today, just a little while ago, read one of the articles that's on this website about responsibility, men and responsibility. And the name of this website is Order of Man. As a matter of fact, it's orderofman.com. If you want to check it out, please feel free. But again, I say this with a disclaimer that I don't know them. I haven't delved too deep into the articles and what they believe necessarily, other than I read the about page and I read the article that I'm about to read to you on responsibility. So let me read to you from their about page just so you can understand a little bit about them, and we can understand together. It says, about Order of Man. Welcome to the Order of Man. I spent most of my childhood without a permanent male role model in my life, and the few men that were in my life were less than stellar examples of what it meant to be a man. That's why I started Order of Man, to give men a community and resource to become better. Better at what, you ask? All facets of life, from self-mastery to family, from money to contribution, and everywhere in between. If you're looking to learn what it takes to become more of the man you were meant to be, you've come to the right place. Like many of men that I've talked to, you may be asking why this is so important. Do you want to make more money, have more meaningful relationships, take your career to the next level, or become a strong leader in your business and community? Regardless of what the world may have you believe, all of that can be accomplished by magnifying and becoming more of what you already are, a man. If you're ready to man up, I invite you to check out our blog and podcast. You'll learn from guys just like yourself who have taken their careers, relationships, health, and lives to the next level. And that's the first part of the about page. And then there's the next part. It says more about me, the host or the guy that founded Order of Man, which it's also very good. A lot of the things that he says there, it just kind of reiterates. So if you visit this site, you can read that as well. I just wanted to share with you what this site is about so that when I get into the article, you can have a better understanding of where this writer is coming from. And on their about page, there is a picture of a gentleman, but it doesn't give a name of this gentleman. And I assume the gentleman is the founder of Order of Man. And the article that I'm about to read to you is by Ryan Mitchler. And this was written March 23rd, 2018. So it's a few years old. But Ryan Mitchler, I believe, just by looking at this and doing just, like I said, very minimal, but a little bit of research to try to figure out who this person is that wrote this article. Well, the article does have his name, Ryan Mitchler, but who is the founder of Order of Man? So I'm assuming, and I believe Ryan Mitchler is the overall, founder of Order of Man. And the only reason I bring that up is because I like to give, names and credits and put the websites and addresses in place so that, you can do follow-up if you want. And I never try to hide that. So again, my disclaimer is I know very little about Ryan Mitchler or any of the people that have founded Order of Man. What very little I have read, I like and I appreciate. But again, that's my disclaimer. So if you get into this and you find something really goofy and off, I apologize. But again, I'm giving you all this information so you can make up your mind yourself. Now, the name of this article, the title, The Demise of Responsibility. And again, that's Ryan Mitchler from March 23rd, 2018. Let me tell you why I was thinking a little bit more. I already shared, but a little bit more why I was thinking about responsibility, because I'm running for city council, and that means I'm going to be faced with many issues and problems in the city. It's going to be my role and my job to take responsibility for the entire city. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll be on a team of other city council members and working with the mayor. But the reality of it is, again, I have to take responsibility for the entire city, at least to some degree, upon myself. So whether it be homelessness or crime or graffiti or potholes, well, that's me. I have to take care of those things. I have to work on those things. And it really got me thinking about that, how we as men, including myself, our responsibility doesn't begin and end only with with ourselves in that regard. And if men really started to take upon ourselves the responsibility of the world and the community around us, just think how rapidly this world would change and how good it can change, And here I am just focusing on a single city, but what if that was our state, our nation, and real men, masculine men, rose up and says, wait a minute, I'm taking responsibility for the world around me, my community. I'm going to make sure that our community functions and works well. And we just took responsibility on that level. I believe that we would have a much better world, and things could change rather rapidly. So let me get into this article. It's, again, The Demise of Responsibility by Ryan Mitchler, March 23rd, 2018. Take a look around, and I think you'll agree with me that there seems to be more and more men who are shirking their responsibilities as men. It's easy to understand why. It's always harder, at least initially, to accept responsibility. If you do, it means you'll actually have to exert yourself. You'll have to go into the office a little earlier. You'll have to stay a little later. You'll miss the latest season of Game of Thrones or whatever series happened to be on. It means you'll have to volunteer to help a neighbor in need or serve in your church or community. It means you'll have to put your own hobby on hold and help your children with his or her homework. It means that the hunting trip will have to wait because your business or family needs your attention. Of course, when you put it that way, no sane human being would want to accept more responsibility. So what do we do instead? We complain about rights and entitlements. It's pathetic. It's my right to free health insurance. It's my right to a good job. I'm entitled to my wife's support. My boss owes me a promotion. That company has to serve me the way I want to be served. It's selfish. It's weak. And most importantly, it's a detriment to yourself and society as a whole. What happens when the majority of people begin to demand rights without a willingness to accept responsibility for securing those rights? I think we all know the answer to that question. And just in case you don't, the answer is it collapses. Now, before I read the rest of this article, I want to deal with a little bit of that as well, because, you know, getting into this campaign race, and it's a city council level, and our city is not a huge city. It's about 180,000. So that we're not talking about Dallas or New York or, L.A. We're talking about 180,000 people out in the middle of the desert. And it's still important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downgrade it at all. But I'm just trying to be honest about the level of responsibility that I will be taking upon myself. And even getting into this race and starting to meet people and listen to people for a different purpose and a different... It's not that I didn't listen to people before. Now I'm listening to them in regards to the city. What do you see wrong? What do you see right? What do you see good? What do you see bad? What needs to change? How can we change that? I'm asking the people of this because it's still we, the people, we together are going to make our city great. And that's what I've been saying over and over and over again. And it's unfortunately when I come, especially around men. Now, ladies, it doesn't mean you get off the hook, but I'm talking more about men and I'm speaking directly to men. It really bothers me when I hear a man who should be masculine and kind of one of those guys that takes the bull by the horns and makes life work for him. When I hear things like, it's my right, I'm entitled to, they owe me, they should serve me. Now, the service part, depending on how you're wording it or what you're talking about, I tend to agree with some of that a little bit in this sense. I believe in servant leadership, but the reality of it is we all should take responsibility and become servant leaders in our own right. So I just wanted to clarify that. And it got me really thinking when I was out there thinking about this, just sitting down thinking about this at my desk, pondering this, going over some ideas and some thoughts about what would happen if men really took responsibility for our city, you know, and really not just for the city only, but for our own health, our own wealth, our city, our home, our wives, our children, the community around us. If every man in this city, now remember, there's about 180,000 of us. There's a lot of women and children, of course, but there's also a lot of men. If every man rose up and started taking responsibility for the city, crime would come to a crashing halt. Simple and maybe what some people might think is silly, but graffiti would be a thing of the past. Trash in the desert would stop being dumped because real men don't do that. Real men take responsibility, again, for the world around them and would never trash their home or, you know, their city, which is their home. A real man doesn't do that. Males might, but a real man doesn't do that. A real man takes care of his own children, his own wife, his own household. A real man cleans up after himself. A real man will become the answer to the problems around him. And so I was thinking about this. If we all took responsibility for our city, and I'm focusing on the city because I'm running for the city and everything. If we all together, we the people, all together, us men, took responsibility for our city, we could bring all of these problems to a crashing halt. You know, 100%? Well, maybe not. But a lot closer to 100% than we are presently. And it really is about taking that kind of responsibility. And again, I'm speaking to anybody listening to me in Africa, in Mexico, in Canada, anywhere you are in the world, you know, Europe, in the world. Men, we need to start being men again and stop relying on everyone and everything else, especially the government, to take care of the things we're supposed to take care of ourselves. And another, one of the things that really bothers me, what I keep hearing about, is health insurance. It's a human right. Health insurance is a human right. No, it's the right of men to work hard, produce bring in an income, produce something that of value, and go get it yourself. See, that's what a real man who takes responsibility does for himself and for his family. So back to this. In our United States Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, especially the preamble, we the people, that is so important for us to get back into our American soul and for the world to get into their soul. We the people, not they the government, not they the boss, not they the worker or the business, not they the employer, we the people. We make this city work, we make our state work, we make our nation work, or we the people don't make it work, and we relinquish that responsibility to somebody else. And when we do that, when we relinquish responsibility for our life to somebody else, they never do it correctly. Look at the huge problem that the healthcare system has become when they started talking about what is now affectionately known as Obamacare. It's a mess. It is a financial, medical, business nightmare. And it's a mess. But why? Because people didn't want to take, let me back that up. Because men did not want to take responsibility for their actions, didn't want to take responsibility to purchase their own insurance. Well, I couldn't afford it. Well, then make yourself more marketable, move up the economic ladder, and then buy it. That's what men who take responsibility do. Let me go on with this article, because I want to finish reading. It's not super long, but it's important. The next subsection is fulfillment, satisfaction, joy, achievement. Now, in addition to the moral obligations we have as men to serve, more on that in a minute, accepting responsibility in your life is the surest path to long-term fulfillment and achievement. Any time in my life, whether through my military service, my career endeavors, my personal fitness goals, or my family priorities, where I've accepted responsibility, life has always gotten better. Always. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? What this gentleman, Ryan, Mitchler, is saying that whenever he took responsibility for anything in his life, you know, his career, his military service, personal fitness goals, family priorities, when he's taken responsibility, accepted it, and run with it, life has always gotten better. And he puts, always. Let me go on. Here's the thing about men who shirk responsibility. They're weak. They're pathetic. And they know it. From my perspective, and I'll have to find the research to back this up, when a man knows he's capable of more, yet doesn't do anything about it, he begins to experience the full brunt of his own inadequacies, physically, mentally, and emotionally. On the other hand, when a man knows he's capable of more and raises his hand to accept that reality, he begins to forge a new destiny and lays the foundation for progress in his life. When a man accepts responsibility, he equips himself with the mindset for growth and achievement. When a man accepts responsibility, he tells himself and the world he is capable of stepping into the very thing that makes him a man. Service. So the next part of this starts with the subtitle, service. At the core of what it means to be a man is to serve. Think about our motto, protect, provide, preside. All three of those responsibilities have an element of service. See, most people believe that joy comes in others serving them. I found that it to be fun for a very short period of time. I have a difficult time, as I'm sure you do, allowing other people to serve me. Why? Because why would I have other people serve me when I am fully capable of serving myself? If you've ever thought that way, congratulations, you are a man. That's what it means to be a man. Self-reliant and service to others. We protect, we provide, we preside, lead. We cannot step into those roles while at the same time complaining about what rights we have and what we're owed. Men earn their accomplishments. Boys don't. Take your sons, for example. Yeah, they may earn some money by doing some chores around the house, but at the end of the day, the burden of responsibility for your family falls upon you as the head of the household. Now, what we see in society is a bunch of boys running around in men's bodies. They're doing just enough to get by at their job. They still mooch off mommy and daddy and potentially still live at home. They expect their wives to go out into the workforce and do the work of men. They collect unemployment and other benefits they didn't earn, knowing full well they're capable of putting their own food on the table. Then they wonder why they don't feel fulfilled or satisfied, or why people don't take them seriously. It's because you don't even take yourself seriously. Why should anyone else either? If you want to call yourself a man, lead yourself, serve yourself, then serve others. And this is so true. This is absolutely so true, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I used to work at a job in a water company. And there was somebody in that water company that had that kind of self-entitlement idea in the way that they worked. They did the work, but it was always slow. And they would always, there was things like they would pad their overtime to try to get more money for things that they didn't earn, they didn't work for, all this craziness. And when somebody would ask them about it, you know, hey, why did you do that? Why are you doing this? Why are you working so slow? Don't you know, you're mooching off the people. And it became a running joke. He says, well, they owes it to me. And that became like a running joke among all the guys in the yard. They owes it to me. And everybody else would joke about it, but this gentleman wasn't joking. He actually thought that his employer owed him extra money, fewer hours for more money, you know, extra overtime without really having to work for it, all that kind of stuff, you know. And it was a joke at the time, but over the years, I think about that often because we have so many males, little boys running around in men's bodies, males that actually still carry that kind of mentality, that everything's owed to them. They're entitled to something. And here's what I would tell them. You are entitled. You're entitled to get your lazy butt up out of bed and go to work and earn the things you have or the things you want. So anyways, let me go on. The next subtitle is Society is Weak. Goes on to say, but here's the problem. Society says it's okay you act like a lazy, immature, pathetic, mediocre slob. I like the way this guy says that. We see this when we don't allow our children to fail and we reward them for simply showing up. We recite cute little phrases like, showing up is half the battle. No, showing up is the ticket to entry. Nothing more, nothing less. We see this when we allow government handouts to be divvied up to anyone indefinitely without any requirement or accountability. We give unemployment benefits to fully qualified men and women. We allow bankruptcies to wipe away and absolve any poor financial choices. We forgive, we forget, we strip citizens of the benefit from the negative consequences of their choices. Yes, I said benefit from the negative consequences. The benefit of experiencing the full brunt of your poor choices is that you learn not to do it again. But if you're saved every time you do something dumb, you're going to continue to do dumb things. There are so many weak people in society. It's hard to bear at times. I'm just trying to read this word. It's like one word. Every wants want to save people from themselves. I'm sorry. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to continue reading. So if you know what it means, please write me and tell me what every wants. That's one word to save people. I think it was a typo, but anyways, to save people from themselves. Oh, what if they make a mistake? We need to rescue them. They'll cry with big tears from their eyes. No, what you need to do is let people rescue themselves through the action of taking responsibility. We are too quick to discount human ingenuity, resolve, and resilience. And ladies and gentlemen, I fully concur for this. There's many times that I've made mistakes in my life. stupid mistakes that I should never. I look back on some of them and I just slap my forehead and go, what was I thinking? And some of those mistakes, people were quick to bail me out, which means it wasn't long before I was making that mistake or something very similar again. It wasn't until I took responsibility for my life and my decisions and even my failures before I really learned, to be honest with you, how to be a man, you know? And so I say that somewhat shamefully for myself because, you know, some of those mistakes, are, like I said, should never have happened. Dumb mistakes out of my own foolishness. And even after making the mistakes and starting to pay some of the consequences on some level, I can honestly say at least most of them, I sat back and go, yeah, I knew better. But why was I so quick, or why was it so easy to make those mistakes? Well, to be honest with you, many of them, maybe not all of them, but many of them, there was very little consequence, very little consequence. So yeah, why not? If I can get away with it and it's not going to be that big deal, why not? Well, it's because the why not is I'm a man and men should never do that, those things. So I had to grow up a lot. Even as one of those little boys running around in a male in a man's body, I had to grow up a lot. I'm not even saying I'm 100% there, but I'm sure working on it and I'm pressing towards that mark of taking responsibility. Let me finish this. This is almost finished. The next subsection is choose your hard. Look, I get it. Life is hard. There are days I want to curl up in my bed and do nothing. But that isn't really an option for me. Why? Because I've raised my hand and said, I am a man, and a man acts like a man, which means he gets out of bed, he does what needs to be done for himself and his family. He does his work with honor and pride. He serves those in his community and under his care, and he earns everything he has. This isn't easy. I get it. It's hard to exert yourself. Anytime we strive to do something great, there will be forces and friction working against us. That's what makes it hard. But here's the deal. You get to choose your hard. You can take the easy path now and defer the full fury of your weak choices down the road, or you can decide to take the hard path now. And I'm not talking about doing things just for the sake of them being hard. I'm talking about doing the things you know you should be doing now, today. When you do, life has a way of becoming more enjoyable. Life is going to be hard. That's guaranteed. But you get to choose your hard. Do you voluntarily say, I'll take the hard path now, or do you put it off and put it off and put it off and live a life less than you're capable of? I hope you make the right choice. And again, that's Ryan Mitchler. This is cool. There is a little thing about the author, Ryan Mitchler, at the tail end of this article. He's a father of four, Iraq combat vet, and founder of Order of Man. And he didn't have what he calls or says is a permanent father figure. And so most of these things he's had to learn himself. So, but again, ladies and gentlemen, men, when we begin to rise up, truly rise up and stop making excuses and stop pointing the finger at somebody else. The other day, I'm a pastor of a church, and I asked my congregation, how many of you have ever worked for, you know, that jerk boss? Just raise your hand. I didn't expect anybody to name names, of course, but most, I'm not going to say all, but most hands were raised. You know, okay, put your hands down. And I told them, you don't have to raise your hands on this one if you don't want to, because I'm not trying to expose anybody, but how many of you still treated that jerk boss with honor and respect? Some hands went up, but it was fewer. And I know it's difficult because I've had that jerk boss myself. And the reality is I've probably been the jerk boss to other people, but nonetheless, taking responsibility, and even in those situations where you're working with a jerk boss, honoring them and respecting them. And in back to the case of our city, and this is one reason why I'm running. I started to see things that I don't like, and I started to speak out on them, and in the hopes, and even try to get other people to run for office, and they didn't. But I was talking about these things in the hope that somebody would catch hold of them and go, yeah, we need to fix this. And I'm not saying people didn't. A lot of people agreed with me, but little was done. And so it's like, okay, if other people aren't going to run, I'm going to run. Threw my hat in the ring. I've been having a good time with this campaign. As a matter of fact, I've gained a lot of haters. It's really interesting. If you go to my Robert for Lancaster Facebook page, you'll see some of my signs that I had put up and such, where people had, they cut them up with a knife and spray painted things on them. And as frustrating as it is, because those cost money, people who donated and everything, which I appreciate everybody who's given donations and such, but that's their money. So somebody just comes along and just tears my signs up and spray paints on them. It's crazy. Yet at the same time, it's very encouraging, because if I'm making people that mad and that angry, I'm saying something. I'm moving the needle, so to speak. I am starting to get my message out in such a way that it's been a great run. I have so much support, and it's amazing to me how much support I really have. And it's just those few little haters. So I left, I had to take one sign down because it was just flopping over and it was too damaged. I threw it away. But one, even though it has the big old bright green graffiti on it and it was cut up, it was still somewhat intact. You can still read my name. I left it up. I took a bunch of pictures with it, you know, like, hey, making some changes. Look at, I got haters. Why? And it's going to be like that, guys. Sometimes you're going to stand up, you're going to start taking responsibility for issues, and you're going to find that you have haters. Don't back down. Don't let the haters tell you how you're going to live, how you're going to function as a man. Rise up. When they tell you you can't do it, do it. You know, make yourself more marketable. Make yourself sharper. Sharpen your skills, certainly. Take more responsibility at home with your wife, with your children, with your finances. Don't think anything is owed to you. It's not. Go out, work for it. You want a new car? Work for it. You want that health insurance? Work for it. You want a better home? Work for it. Do what needs to be done, even if you have to sacrifice right now in the immediate for a great future. Work for it. Whatever business you're in, or whatever job you have, work for a better position. Work to expand your business. Work to grow in those things. That's what taking responsibility is. If you look in the mirror and you start seeing that spare tire around your middle and you say, I really don't like it, work to get it off. You want to be healthier? Well, work. Don't just go to the doctor and ask for a pill. You know, start eating healthier. Putting away the burgers and the fries and the junk food. Start eating healthier. Get into the gym. Start working out. Go for a run. Oh, you know, it hurt. Oh, my legs are hurt. Oh, well, get over it and do it again and keep doing it until your body is used to it. And then when your body gets used to it and you're no longer in pain, push it some more until you get a little bit more pain. Work for it. That's what men do. They take responsibility. And again, in the city, I'm going to take responsibility for my city. But I hope and pray that I'm not the only one. I want to see every man in my city rise up and work for a better city. I know. Listen, guys, you might be saying, hey, crime isn't my responsibility. I'm not a criminal and I'm not a cop. So that's their responsibility. They have to do it. No, stop it. We want crime to stop in our city. Work for it. Let's go out there and make some changes. Quit pushing it off and blaming other people and pushing it off to, oh, the sheriff's department isn't doing their job. Oh, the local PD isn't doing their job. Oh, the local mayor and city council right now aren't doing their job. There may even be truth to it. But then again, are you doing your job? Are you doing your job? Oh, look at all the graffiti. Our city, it looks trashed. They need to come and paint it. They need to patrol. They need to start putting these people in prison and in jail and get them off the streets. There may be truth to that, but did you go out and paint over it just because you're a good neighbor and you're a man? Come on now. Come on. I couldn't tell you how many times I've heard males, I'll put it that way, tell me how, oh yeah, I was driving down the street and I saw this guy breaking into a house. Did you call the cops? Oh, no, it's none of my business. Yeah, you're the problem. Yeah, I was driving down the street and I saw these guys tagging the building. Oh, did you call the cops? No, none of my business. I don't want to get involved. You see, that is so immature, childish, and as Ryan Mitchler said, those are little boys in men's bodies that can't even pick up their cell phone and dial 911. There's a break-in going on right now. There's graffiti going on right now. Hey, there's some people down the street who have a garage full of things that I believe is stolen merchandise. I couldn't tell you how many people have told me, you know, oh yeah, there's a legal drug thing going on down there, or they store all their stolen goods in that warehouse or that garage over there. Well, did you call the cops? No, they're not going to do anything anyways. it is your responsibility to at least take that first step. If they don't do anything about it, you're at least off the hook. Or you can bring more, you know, to them. Hey, I called you last week. You didn't do anything. They still got that. They still doing this. They're still over there. You see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Men, let's take responsibility. And if we all, can you imagine how many men are in Lancaster? Let's see. There's 180,000 people roughly total. So let's say there's, I don't know, what is that about? Let's say 40. Let's just go 40,000, a nice healthy number, 40,000 men, you know, what we would say men. 40,000. Can you imagine what 40,000 men in a city of 180,000, if they took responsibility for their city upon their own shoulders, what we can do in just 6 months? A lot of people say, that's just too hard to work. I don't have time for that. If 40,000 men rose up, nobody would have much work on their shoulders. Nobody. Because we'd all be working together. Can you imagine what 40,000 men can do to clean up our, not only just clean up our desert, but to make sure nobody trashes our desert again? Can you imagine what 40,000 men could do rising up to seriously deal with the homelessness and the homeless population in our city? Can you imagine what 40,000 men can do dealing with, say, graffiti and crime in our city? There was a story out of, I don't even know where this took place. It may have been local. I don't even remember. I just caught this little video clip of this, and I was so proud of these guys. But what it was, I believe it was a Home Depot, you know, like a hardware store, lumber store, hardware store. And some guy was in there, and he literally was stealing power tools and things from the store. Well, all the workers there, all the employees, are told, don't do anything. Just let them steal it. It's not worth your life. But a lot of the customers, the men, said, this is my store. And they went down and they tackled this guy and held him down and hogtied him. It was a funny picture that I saw. Literally hogtied this dude and then called the 911 and waited and pretty much sat on him, hogtied, until the police showed up to take him away. You see, that's what men do. Now, please, I'm not telling you run out there like Batman and get yourself killed. What I am saying is take responsibility for your city. First for your own person, then your home and your family, your business, your job. But at some point, a lot of that responsibility has to filter out or should filter out to the community and the world around you. Why are our schools a mess? Why are they teaching our children garbage in our schools? Because men, you're not rising up and taking responsibility for your children and the schools that they go to. Why is there crime in our city? Because men, you're not taking responsibility. Why is there graffiti on the buildings? Because men aren't raising their children correctly. So they're not taking responsibility in that area. And the rest of us, let's start taking responsibility and go clean that stuff up. Why? At least out here, we live in the high desert. Why is our desert like a landfill filled with trash? See, a real man would never do that. So that's a little boy, mentally, emotionally, that's running around in a man's body, trashing their own home, their own city, which is stupid. But also the rest of us. I know that there's people that come across somebody dumping illegally. Let's start doing something about it. You know, get over there, take snap a picture. Again, be careful. I don't want anybody getting shot, but snap a picture of their license plate. Turn it into the police. Video. Everybody's got a camera right now on their phone. Videotape what they're doing. Turn it into the local sheriff's department, the police. Don't take this sitting down. Don't allow your home, your desert, your city be trashed by these jerks and these idiots. Let's all take responsibility for ourselves, for our families, for our health, but also for our city. Because it's still we the people and real men rise up and take responsibility for the world around them. So thank you again for being with me. And again, check out Order of Man. I think this is kind of a cool place. Like I said, if you come across anything hokey on this site, I apologize. I'm just, you know, been introduced to it today, sort of accidentally on my part, but it looks pretty cool. I liked this article, and it looks like I really am going to like and appreciate the things that they say, at least most everything, if not everything. So God bless you guys. Remember, vote for Robert Enos.
You got that right.
When it's time to vote, when it's time to fill out your ballot, don't forget this name, Robert Enos. Change is here.